Wheat prices are on the rise, and that's not something you always hear this time of year after a harvest. Kim, what's causing that to happen?
Well, there are several factors causing prices to go up. One is the spring wheat area. They're getting too much rain as that rain is lowering the yield expectations. The spring wheat is already, the stock's 10% below last year's level, and they were looking at a big crop or a relatively good crop to offset some of those. You've got the corn production. Rather than too much rain, they're not getting enough moisture in a large part of the corn areas. The market is again lowering production expectations. Corn prices have been going up, and that's been supporting wheat prices.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about Greece and the Eurozone. Is that playing any part of it too?
Oh, you bet it is. Now, that's more of a joker in the deck, and I think it's causing more volatility in the market. You get higher moves up and higher moves down. You not only got the economic situation in the European Union, the potential impact of the euro if Greece comes out and some other countries and that breaks up. You've got China has some potential economic problems, maybe going to a recession. You take those two major markets, China as a buyer, the European Union as a supplier, that too increases volatility. And as the dollar goes up, it actually holds the U.S. wheat price down a little bit.
And something that producers are also thinking about is the Kansas City resistance numbers.
If you look at the September contract on the Kansas City Board of Trade, which we're bidding off July right now, but the next week or so we'll roll to that September. You've got support at $7, you've got resistance at about $7.40, minor resistance there, and then solid resistance at $7.60. If the contract price goes back down below $7, we could easily hit $6.50 or lose about at 70 cents from the current levels. If we break that $6.40, then I think we'll have established an uptrend and we may get another 50 cents out of this market.
Okay, word is that weather patterns are starting to change across the U.S. How's that going to affect prices?
Well, the NOAA came out with their 30 and 90 day forecast. The 90 days is the one I think we need to look at. They're looking at above average temperatures in most of the United States, especially the corn area. That's going to be negative for corn production, higher corn prices, higher wheat prices. Precipitation is about average, but if you got above average temperature, you're going to need more above average precipitation just to stay even.
Okay, now Kim, you're famous for your third, a third, and a third. Let's put dates to those surges. What should producers be thinking about?
Well, I think the first thing they need to be thinking about is on this price rally, with all the uncertainty in the market, I believe they need to sell some wheat into this rally. Maybe only 10, 20%, something like that, selling this rally. But I do still agree with a third now, third September, and the final third November, December.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.